Grandpa's Lost in Space. Written and illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell.
"Your grandpa's lost in space again,"
Gran sighed wearily.
"You know the drill, Ali. Fetch the head protectors. I'll prepare the craft for takeoff."
Ali grabbed their helmets and scrambled in next to her Gran.
"Commencing countdown," Gran bellowed. "Engines on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Liftoff. First stop, Mercury,"
cried Gran as they shot up into the sky. Mercurio is a fast planet. Its cars are rápidos, and Mercurians are rápidos. Even time goes faster there. But the Mercurians' pride and joy are their athletes,
who are más rápidos than athletes anywhere else in the universe.
Their annual Who's the Fastest race is a very important event. When Gran and Ali arrived on Mercurio, everyone was very excited. The Who's el más rápido race had just been won by a mysterious visitor, and the planet was in uproar.
"Look," Ali cried as they landed.
She pointed at a shop window.
"Grandpa's on TV."
Sure enough, a picture of Grandpa winning the ¿Quién es el más rápido? Race had flashed up on a TV screen. "The race organisers are still looking for the mystery winner," the TV newsreader said. "Reports say that after crossing the finish line at record speed, he simply carried on going and has now disappeared."
"Drat," said Gran. "We've missed him. Let's try Venus."
Everyone on Venus was celebrating. Venus is hot. Muy caliente. In fact, it is más caliente que anywhere else except el Sol. Because Venus es el planeta más caliente. Venusians can't do much exercise. They spend most of their time lazing in their volcanoes. The Venusians don't like the rápidos Mercurians or their famous race, and they were delighted that an outsider had won it.
"Gran, Ali! Congratulations on Mr. Grandpa's heroic race win!"
cried one Venusian as Gran and Ali landed.
"How do you know Grandpa?"
asked Ali.
"Mr. Grandpa invented our new national sport, lava boarding," said the Venusian, pointing to a framed photograph. "What a day! We haven't seen him since."
"Drat," said Gran. "We'll have to go to Mars."
Gran and Ali landed on Marte, right next to a statue of Grandpa.
"Oh, you've got to be kidding me," Gran muttered.
The plaque underneath read, "Marte was once an angry planeta, and all the Martians were enfadados with each other. Many bad words were said, many good doors were slammed, and many useful and decorative plates were smashed. One day, a visitor arrived from another planet. He asked us why we were enfadados, but nobody could remember. This made us más enfadados with him than we were with each other. It united us and created el planeta más enfadado since records began. For this we thank him, and we also banish him from Marte forever."
"Well, he's not here," said Gran.
"Drat," said Ali. "Where to next?" Gran decided they should go to Jupiter.
It's very big, said Ali.
It's so grande that if you combined all the other planetas together, Júpiter would still be más grande, said Gran. There are hundreds of lost people here.
Why?
Asked Ali.
Because, said Gran, as well as being el planeta más grande, it's also the foggiest.
Gerald, is that you?
A woman's voice called out of the fog as they landed.
I'm afraid not, Gran called back. Who's Gerald?
My husband,
sobbed the voice.
I've lost him again.
Perhaps we could help each other, suggested Ali.
We're looking for someone too. What does Gerald look like?
I have no idea,
the voice wailed. Next, they visited Saturn.
But there was no sign of Grandpa on Saturno either.
Then they went to Uranus, but Urano was completely deserted. Finally, they arrived on Neptune. They were greeted by a young official with a clipboard.
Welcome to Neptuno, she said, handing them two finely crafted nose pegs. El planeta más apestoso.
It was muy apestoso. Gran and Ali quickly put on their nose pegs.
Have you seen any grandpas around?
Asked Gran. The official pointed behind them. There, on the side of a factory, was a picture of Grandpa. Ali and Gran ran inside to find hundreds of Neptunians making nose pegs.
Why is there a picture of Grandpa on your factory wall?
Ali asked the young official who had followed them in.
He saved our planeta,
she explained.
Neptuno es más apestoso que unos calcetines boiled in cabbage water. No one wanted to come here. Grandpa said we should make nose pegs and hand them out to every visitor. Now Neptuno is the most popular holiday destination in the solar system.
Is he here?
Asked Gran, but the official said he'd just left.
Drat!
Said Gran and Ali together. They were climbing back into the spacecraft when the young official came running out of the factory.
He left his glasses,
she called to them.
Thanks,
said Ali, putting sus gafas in her pocket.
Where to now?
Asked Ali.
There is one place we haven't looked, Gran said.
Back on La Tierra, Grandpa was in the living room, fast asleep.
We've been looking everywhere for you, shouted Gran, barging through the door.
Grandpa woke with a start.
I've been here all afternoon, he insisted.
No, you haven't, said Ali. We followed you across space. We went to Mercurio, el planeta más rápido. Fuimos a Venus, el planeta más caliente. Fuimos a Marte, el planeta más enfadado. Fuimos a Júpiter, el planeta más grande.
Fuimos a Urano y Saturno.
Fuimos a Neptuno, el planeta más apestoso. And Grandpa, you're famous.
¿El espacio? ¿Famous?
Grandpa muttered.
What nonsense. Now, where did I leave mis gafas?
Glossary. Apestoso. Smelly. Los calcetines. Socks. Caliente. Hot. Cinco. Five. Cuatro. Four. Dos. Two. Enfadado. Angry. El espacio. Space. Fuimos a. We went to. Las gafas. Glasses. Grande. Big. Júpiter. Jupiter. Marte. Mars. Más. More. El, la,
Los más. The most. Mercurio. Mercury. Muy. Very. Neptuno. Neptune. El planeta. Planet. ¿Qué? Than. ¿Quién es el más rápido? Who's the fastest? Rápido. Fast. Saturno. Saturn. El sol. Sun. Sus. His. Her. La tierra. Earth. Tres. Three. Uno. One. Urano. Uranus. Venus. Venus.